ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। आई एम श्योर ऑल ऑफ यू आर प्रिपेयरिंग योरसेल्फ टू मीट बाबा अव्यक्त बाप दादा इन द कॉर्पोरियल फॉर्म टुडे। Last time we missed out, so but today we are lucky. Baba's chariot is well. So whether we are eager to meet Baba or Baba is eager to meet us, I think from this morning's Murali, it's always already clear. Baba is also waiting to meet us as much as we are anticipating to welcome him. But what preparations are we making to be with Baba? No? Because we all love Baba and we have received so much sustenance since we have come to Baba, whether in the corporeal or avyakt form. So the only one feeling is what I can give Baba in return. How to fulfill the hopes Baba has for me. That is the practical return. And we don't even have to think too much. What hope Baba has for me, what Baba wants me to do, he also tells us very clearly what he wants us to do. Even that is also made easy for us. From this morning's Murali, I think you already understand how Baba would like to see us. What did you understand from this morning's Murali? No matter whatever is happening, what kind of atmosphere, what kind of situation, no? But Baba wants to see us constantly happy. Not just happy, constantly happy. And for that, Baba has also given us the method. What method did you understand? In order to always maintain happiness, we have to take a very good seat, comfortable seat, so that scenes may come and go, but I don't lose my happiness. And that seat is the seat of being a detached observer. Now, who can remain seated in the seat of a detached observer? Someone who is always in the company of Baba. Because when you have Baba's company, it is like having the cooperation of all eight powers. And that is why when Baba is in our company, because we have the cooperation of all eight powers, we are not affected, we are not influenced, we do not react to any scenes or any activities or any part of the soul within the drama. You know? Because we lose happiness because, as Baba said, we complain Maya comes. Of course, what is Maya? Baba said very clearly today, our own weaknesses coming in front of us in different forms. And so we know, we identify our weaknesses very clearly. So it comes in a very royal, careless form, not even make us understand that that is the form of Maya.
I forgot to turn off.
So once we are able to identify the royal forms of carelessness, we are able to chase away Maya easily. Before I share something more on this aspect, what I wanted to share with you this morning is a beautiful sharing from Dadi Gulzar. Recently, when she was in Bombay, they had a kind of question answers. In that, Dadi Gulzar also has expressed very clearly what are the hopes Baba has in us, how should we prepare ourselves to give the return to Baba's love. So Dadi Janki has sent this specially as a gift for all of us, gift for all Baba's children around the world. So first of all, I'm going to share that with you, and then we will share more on the aspect of what we can do. So first question that was asked is, according to the present time, what should be our effort? What do you want from us? What should we pay attention to? That is the question asked to Dadi Gulzar. And Dadi Gulzar's answer, according to the present time, Bap Dada wants from us children that each one of us remains ever ready. Even today Baba said, no, suddenly anything can happen. Just like you became Brahmin suddenly. One day you just came in contact with BKs and became Brahmin. So each one of us remains ever ready because we are the ones who are the instrument to bring destruction close. So first of all, we have to make ourselves complete and perfect. That is ever readiness. Now, each one's aim should be to definitely do practically whatever Baba has asked us in the Muralis. We should also look at our chart at night. Today, did I do everything according to what Baba has asked for me to do every night? There should be no questions such as, what effort should I make? How can I make effort? I simply have to do what Baba says. Then I will be happy, Baba will be happy, and the family will be happy. If I do what Baba wants me to do, I will be happy, Baba will be happy, family will be happy. So we have to become an example. So Baba said something and we did it. That is like called ever ready. That is what we need to do in order to give the return, in order to fulfill Baba's hope. That's one. So next question is, in what aspect do we have to remain ever ready? So Dadi says, firstly, we have to make our stage perfect. Anything can happen at any time. Any type of period can come suddenly. I cannot say I am not yet ready for this. So for this, I have to make my stage equal to that of the Father. The aim I should have now is to finish whatever is going on internally, such as this should happen or this should not happen. All kinds of upheavals, you know. So I should finish all these things. Last night in Dadi's class also, Dadi was saying that, you know, we should stop playing games, childish games of going through upheavals. So just become equal to the Father and be ready. to go with Baba back home. And the third question is, day by day the atmosphere is getting worse. How can I change that? Before the atmosphere can change, I have to change myself so that I am not influenced by the atmosphere. Then I have to serve the gathering. I have to become doubly powerful and help everyone in transforming themselves. However, I have to be first in this. I have to help myself, change myself. You know, yesterday I heard something very interesting in connection with this. You know, we think of creating a powerful atmosphere first outside without looking after our own stage. So for that the example was that, you know, before you think of carpeting the whole universe, why not you think of wearing slippers? Because you want to protect your feet. So instead of wearing slippers, you are planning to carpet the whole universe, which is not possible to do. But if you can wear slippers, you can protect yourself, right? Wherever you go. There are stones, there are trees, there are mud, you know, sand. So you don't complain because you have protected yourself. So I have to protect myself. I have to change myself first. First I have to become equal to the Father and then make others the same. I should be able to change the atmosphere, whatever it is like, through my activity, behavior, yoga, and service through my mind. The more good wishes I have in my mind, the safer I will remain. You know, this is also protection. So you protect yourself before you protect others. Just like in the aeroplane, they say, before putting on the oxygen mask on others, you put on yourself, you protect yourself. So you have good wishes in your mind, that is your safety. Then I will be not be influenced by any type of atmosphere. Then I have to help out everyone right as much as possible. Nowadays no one is going to be reformed by being served through words. The state of my mind has to be very powerful and filled with good wishes. That is service through the mind. Having a powerful mind and mind filled with good wishes. For that the state of my mind has to be very powerful, filled with good wishes. Do not think that this one is not going to listen or this one is never going to change. Create a powerful atmosphere through your mind. Do not even think it is not in my hands to be able to change such an atmosphere. Even that is weak thought. Definitely do as much as you can. Do something for whoever is in your connection and for whom you are able to do something. First of all, create a group of those who have such zeal and enthusiasm. It may be even just two or three, but let it be a group of those who have zeal and enthusiasm. If there is even one weak person in the group, he will make the gathering weak. Therefore, it may be a small group, but let it be a group of those who have pure positive thoughts, so that the group itself is able to remain free from the atmosphere of waste. Do not think that this is impossible. Demonstrate it by making it possible. You know, if there are a group of people who are spreading, you know, weak atmosphere, so there could be another group of people who are spreading powerful atmosphere, so that will counteract, you know, that will automatically influence the negative atmosphere. So most important thing is I have to make sure my energy level, you know, because our energy level is dependent on the kind of quality of thoughts we are thinking. So if I can take care of my energy level, now what it means to be stable? To be stable means under any situation, I think positive thought and I keep good stage. So I am stable. So nothing from the outside can influence me. So I protect myself first. And then I can help to protect others. But if we are blaming that because of this person my energy level came down, which means you are giving the remote of your mind in the hands of others. So they are controlling your mind. So I don't have any power left. So again, I heard something very interesting yesterday. You know, problem there is not a problem. Situations are not a problem, but the problem is your reaction to the situation. That is a problem. My reaction. Because when you don't react to problems, the problem becomes powerless. Who gives power to the problem? Your reaction. I like that very much. You know, actually it is not a problem. That is why it is said, you are a problem, you are a solution. Because the problem is my reaction to somebody, some situation. So when I react, I make that powerful, I become powerless. So I should keep the attention not to react. So it was said, what is the definition of a powerful mind? You know, a silent mind. A silent mind is a mind which is charged with jnana and yoga, which doesn't have any needs, which doesn't react, which doesn't get influenced. So it can become an instrument to spread God's light, you know. So check my mind. Is my mind silent, powerful? Silent mind is a powerful mind. So it will not react. You know, the moment you react, your energy level drops. Actually, suppose, say, if you get angry because react, the person on whom you are getting angry is not so affected, but you are more affected. But we understand the other way. We are hurting ourselves more by getting angry than the one on whom we got angry. Because my energy level drops. So I have to make sure that my energy level always increase so that I'm able to connect with Baba. If there is always fluctuation in the energy level, I won't have any power, isn't it? So this is why it is very important, as Dadi says here, you know, I have to understand it is possible to protect myself. Many even now don't know about our godly disciplines and regulations. They continue to do whatever they want. Can we put them right? So answer Dadi gave is, in order to put such people right, you need to give them a signal. Make an appointment with the Dadis and let them meet the seniors. Because now expansion is continuing to take place and things will expand. All of this is going to happen. However, those of you who are instruments should make them meet the seniors to give them a signal. You can be companions of the seniors. Do not think that the seniors are not going to do anything. You just tell them everything and they will simply remain cooperative with them. Baba speaks the Murli and gives the signal, and those who want to catch, they catch the signal. How can we create a stage of being loving and detached as you are? Dadi Gulzar is always loving and detached. The question is asked to her, how to become like that? So Dadi says, no matter what happens, simply practice remaining in the stage of detached observer, like today. So which comes? Detached observer. Should we observe and then remain detached? Or detach and then observe? Actually, first we have to detach. Detach means soul conscious, separate. Only then you can observe. But when you are involved, you cannot observe. So I have to, first of all, remain detached observer. Keep Baba as your companion. While seeing or hearing anything, remain detached and loving. That means you hear, don't listen. You look, but you don't see. That means you are detached and loving. You are not affected. That is the sign. However, many of you are instruments, simply create the atmosphere with subtle vibration. Now, this is not the time of, this is not the time to do anything. If somebody is doing something wrong, who is going to say anything to that person? This is why Baba says, let the stage of your mind be powerful. Change the whole atmosphere through your mind. That is what is needed now. In every department, there is something or the other happening. You cannot put the things right through words. If you tell someone that they are doing wrong, they don't have strength to accept it. Nothing will happen through words, therefore transform through your mind. So how can we serve through the mind? Keep inside your aim, I want to make the atmosphere powerful. How the atmosphere is created? Two ways. One through our attitude and the other through our words. You know, whatever is your attitude, that becomes vibration and that becomes atmosphere. And how an attitude is created? Thoughts plus feelings is equal to attitude. So whatever thoughts you have in your mind, whether they are weak thoughts or powerful thoughts, it goes into feelings. And thoughts plus feelings becomes attitude. And attitude cannot be hidden. It is like the fragrance of the flower. It will ripple. It will spread around into the air. And everybody will come to know what you are thinking about them. So this is why if I want to strengthen the atmosphere, I have to keep attention on my attitude, which means my thoughts and my feelings. And we all always have a choice. You know, we have knowledge, we have choice to think, to choose the right type of thoughts. And the second is my words. Because they say even the walls can speak. You are not here. You have spoken something and you have gone off. But when you come into that empty room, the voice is echoing like the dome. That's why people in Agyan, they say walls can speak. That means words also creates atmosphere. So that is why Baba says you must make sure you speak only such words that can create a good atmosphere. So that's why Daddy is saying that everyone can serve through the mind. However, in order to serve through the mind, it has to be very pure. The mind has to be clean and clear. In order to serve through the mind, you cannot have a particular person in front of you in your mind. If you want to serve through your mind, you don't have to think of a particular person. You have to serve this way in an unlimited way. If you have the enthusiasm in your mind that you want to do something, then that will happen. Do not go into the expansion of other matters. Now everyone should pay attention to serving through the mind. That is something signal Baba gave last time when he came also, you know. Because people are now tired about listening through the words. So this is one of Baba's hope, Baba's wish for us, that we use our thoughts in the right way. So that we are able to empower ourselves. And as Baba said today, people want to see the proof of God's teachings. So that proof can be given only through our practical example, and that is through our face and through our behavior. How we are interacting with each other will make other people understand who is the teacher of these souls. So Avyakt Bhavdada also had given us the homework last time. You know, all that you need to do is to be happy and make others happy. So again, today's Murli is a reminder for that. And especially what Baba had asked us also, you know, is to, as we have received so much of sustenance, the only return that Baba wants us to give is to transform ourselves. Anyway, we have come to Baba to transform, isn't it? You know, physically we are growing, but mentally, to what extent we have grown. So that means we need to look deep within ourselves and see if there is still any old trace of the sanskaras remaining, personality. And if I bring that change, that is why Baba said to give a return means to make a turn. Make a turn, 180 degrees. That means to return to our original eternal sanskaras. So automatically, you know, we, to become equal to Baba means what? To become, first of all, full, and secondly, complete, and then perfect. We can't become perfect right away. Before perfection is completion. And before completion is fullness. So we have to take the degree of being full. No, Bab Saman means that is it. Baba is now subtle angel. So becoming angel like Baba means full and complete. And perfection will automatically follow. And as Baba said today, to become complete means to have a balance of all four subjects. All four subjects is balanced. So that means I am complete. If there is more marks in one subject, less marks in the other subject, it's not balancing. Gyan, yoga, dharana, service. Also, complete, full means Two meanings actually. How do I know I have become full? One is there is no flaw. Full means no flaw. And full also means you will not shake. You are stable. You know, when you put something in a tin, airtight, there is no space left for anything to shake inside. So if I am full, I will not be rattling. You know, no shaking. I will be unshakable. That means no fail. Full means no feeling, no failing, and no falling. Because there is no margin. So I have to make myself full. Knowledge full, peace full, powerful, blissful. That is the degree of an angel. So if there is something lacking, it shows up in the form of feelings. You know, we get feelings means sensitivity. We get affected. Or feelings in the form of reaction that comes. So that shows there is something lacking. And also, the sign of being complete is no complaint. When you have complete, nobody complains about you or you don't complain about anybody. So if there is complaint, that is something lacking. That's why Baba was saying that, you know, you should be singing the song to stop complaining. I have attained whatever I wanted to attain. After attaining Baba, I have attained everything. So there is nothing left. So Baba has given everything. Who else can give anything to me? That's why today Baba said, no, we are not beggars asking. They say in Laukik, you know, in the path of ignorance, when you get something without asking, it is like milk. And when you get something after asking, it becomes water. And when you don't get even after asking, it's like blood. So we are getting everything without asking. Yeah? We did not ask all these from Baba in bhakti. What did you ask God in bhakti? Give me a little glimpse of you. And he made you the light of his eyes, merged you in his eyes. We ask God to give one drop of love. He gave ocean. So that means to be complete means to be ignorant of the word desire. I am ignorant of the word desire. That means nothing I want because I have. That is the golden age sanskara, isn't it? So if there is feeling of lacking something, I am not complete. You know, little bit, something, whether physical, materialistic, so then I will not be able to feel the fullness. You know, when do you call moon full? Full moon. When do you call it full moon? When the moon is complete. Even if 1 degree is lacking in the moon, it is not full moon. So, Baba would like to see us. That is the wish Baba has. Baba wants each one of us to be a king, no subject, royal, Raja Bacha. Because Baba gives us the sovereignty, no? So, Baba doesn't want us to become subjects. So, how Baba would like to see us is being a self-sovereign. Kings of the self, all my mind, my intellect, my sanskara, my sense organs, my senses, all under my control. That's how Baba wished to see. Because he has come to make us kings of kings. So he would like to see us the confluence-aged kings. So how am I? How is my kingdom? Check. If I am still complaining to Baba, I have waste thoughts, my mind wanders here and there, what does it mean? My mind is controlling me. I am not controlling my mind. So how Baba would feel? That I came to make children kings of kings. And then here they are complaining. So Baba would not say anything, but he would only smile. You know, when Baba smiles, there are a lot of significance in his smile. Like today Baba said, no, children, Baba tells us, you must know the different forms of Maya. But still children say Maya comes. So Baba just smiles and looks at us, how innocent, how ignorant we are. You know, so this is why I have to make a list for myself. How Baba would like to see me. You know, that is Baba's hope. What is Baba's wish for me? You know, he has actually fulfilled all my wishes, all my hopes and desires. So what Baba would like to see me, how he would like to see me. So first point, you make a note, he would like to see each one of us as a self-ruler, master over the self. Whether we become king or not in the future, it will be determined on the basis of that. So just make sure that you are ruling your kingdom, not you are being ruled. That's one. And the second thing, Baba would like to see us as double intense effort makers. That is Baba's hope. He already has given us title. Double foreigners are double intense effort makers. But am I a double intense effort maker? That means the one who is moving fast in the effort, both in the self-service and the service of others. And one of the things in that Baba would like to see is, as Baba said this morning, to put a full stop to the past in a second. That shows your intensity in your effort. How quickly I can put a full stop and become bodiless. So see whether I have fulfilled that hope, that desire for Baba. And thirdly, how Baba would like to see us. No, as Baba said, always content. You know, always content and make others content. That is the hope Baba has for us. To be a stars of hope. The one who ignites the hope of Baba. They are called Asha Ke Deepak. That's how Baba would like to see. Not hopeful stars, you know, but stars who ignite the lamp of Baba's hopes. Do what Baba wants us to do. So we don't even have to think much, you know. So what I was thinking was that just check, you know, some of these things what Baba has been telling us, and prepare your mind before you go. Keep silence. That is my request, you know. Even though you may not have kept quiet or silence since morning, at least from after lunch until you go to Shantivan, until Bapdada comes. For that time, may say from 12 o'clock onwards until Baba comes, 7 o'clock, whatever time, try to keep silence of the mind. You know, sometimes we get too excited on the day when Baba comes. So we get very excited and then we get exhausted. Excitement make you get exhausted, and when Baba comes, you fall asleep. You cannot concentrate. You can't even open your eyes and take drishti. You are so exhausted. So keep a balanced, emotional balanced state of mind. Maturity in your state of mind. Keep silent mind and just check yourself internally. You know, to what extent I am going to present myself in front of Baba today. And after lunch, have a little rest. You know, don't over excited. You know, sometimes then you cannot even rest also. Because rest to the body and mind both are required in order to concentrate. Yeah? And just feel very relaxed. And just this intoxication in my mind that, as Baba said today, you are, I am the most fortunate soul. You know, one out of multi-millions who have this fortune to be face to face with God. And when you go to the Diamond Hall, wherever they ask you to sit, just make yourself. Because, you know, no matter where you sit in the hall, Baba is going to look at you. You know, don't worry. Baba knows you are there, and Baba's vision will fall on you. Because sometimes we get a bit excited about our seat. You know, but double foreigners are very lucky. We still have some special arrangement for us to be seated. So wherever you get the seat, be happy and relax and seated, but you know, in total soul conscious stage. You know, as if you are in the subtle region, bringing Baba along with you. That kind of feeling, you know. You are going to the subtle region to bring Baba with you. So that feeling of angelic stage, talking to Baba, having conversation with Baba, creating that stage will help you to enjoy Baba's presence. And at that time, don't make any notes. Don't worry about taking out your notebook, writing anything. Just open your eyes and just take drishti wherever you are from Baba and listen to Baba's voice. Absorb vibrations. Whatever Baba has spoken, you will get in writing afterwards. Otherwise, we will put down our head and start writing, and when Baba is looking at us, we miss our drishti. You know, we came for that purpose and we miss out. So just prepare yourself in that way, and in your own mind, give your chart to Baba. From last time you met Baba until this time, what progress you have made, what changes you have brought in yourself, what realizations you have had, you know, just heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Because the moment we start thinking, everything appears in Baba's computer already. You know? So that will actually give you a beautiful experience. Because what is important to take maximum benefit is my frequency should be the same as Baba's frequency. You know? Subtle. So then I am able to catch Baba's vibrations. But if Baba is subtle and I am sitting in a gross consciousness, so then I cannot catch Baba's vibrations. So we are very fortunate. We still have the privilege to feel the presence of God in the corporeal form, you know, and received that powerful vision, that drishti from Baba, and listened to the words. So every word that Baba speaks automatically becomes like a pearl. So don't feel too excited, don't feel too hopeless, oh, I have not done any homework Baba gave me, how Baba will look at me. Don't make yourself, give yourself the credit for what you have done. Make yourself feel good. You know, and with that state of happiness and intoxication, when I come in front of Baba, so whatever Baba, you know, 1 second of vision can give me a blessings that can last for a long time. Once Avyakt Baba said, the blessings that you receive through words may be forgotten, but blessings that you receive through drishti will never be forgotten. Because it goes deep into my veins. It goes deep into my subconscious mind. So today you check, huh? So what blessings you got personally from Baba through his drishti? What blessings you got from Baba through his words? What blessings you got from Baba through vibration? You understand? 3 ways. Catch the blessing Baba gives you through drishti. You know, when Baba comes, in the beginning for 5 minutes, he doesn't speak. He gives drishti. So he's already start to speak actually. But we don't realize sometimes that he's speaking in a soundless voice. So catch the blessings that Baba is giving to you. That is the time I have to be sitting alert and totally vigilant to catch the blessing. And then the moment Baba comes also, the atmosphere is charged, electrified actually, you know. So what the atmosphere is giving me blessing. And then of course, from the words that we listen from Baba today, what blessings I got, you know. So I should be able to convert each word of the Murli into my personal blessing. So then I feel, even though whatever length of time the meeting could be, that doesn't matter, but I feel like I have been with God for a long time. So seeing God is not physically seeing anything, it is feeling. You know? So once you are able to fill yourself with that feeling, that keeps your battery charged. So Baba has so much love for us, so we also have love. So we express our love for Baba by giving. By doing what he says. So whatever I have done according to his directions, I just present it in front of him. Even though he knows, you know, some people say, God knows already what. I don't have to tell him. But that telling Baba is a proof of recognizing Baba. You know? If you already know Baba who knows everything, but I tell myself, you know, I have done this, I have not done this, so that gives a proof of recognizing him. So we will really enjoy every moment. You know, a few double foreigners in the middle of 1,000 Bharatvasis makes a lot of difference. That is why Baba says double foreigners are always the decoration of the Brahmin family. No, it is just like, you know, icing on the cake. So you are very, very, you know, everyone looks at the double foreigners as with so much happiness, so much of pride. So you should also have that self-respect. No? that intoxication in your mind. So Baba has very special love for double foreigners. This morning also Baba said, no, because you make double effort, Baba knows. And so when you begin to see yourself with the same vision as Baba would see you, then your stage will be elevated. So my suggestion is that from now onwards, when you leave here having lunch and then go back to your room having some little rest and get ready, every time just keep the mind silent. Silent does not mean blank, but creating that thoughts of intoxication, preparing my stage equal to Baba, lifting my consciousness, rising my frequency level, just I am ready. Then whatever Baba has to do, he will do his bit when we are there. And so equals meeting, it will be interesting. So that is why people always say, what preparation we have to make? No physical preparation. Of course, you know, we wear clean clothes and we go with that physical cleanliness as we go to the temple to have darshan of the physical idols. But apart from that, no other preparation. It's mental preparation. So that's why we had this, you know, this thought that together as double foreigners, we present to Baba in a subtle form, creating a powerful atmosphere through our stage. So keep that in mind, and we will have 5 minutes powerful meditation now, and with traffic control, we will leave here in silence and enjoy Baba's meeting, thanking Baba all the time for having patience with us and having, you know, so much of love for us that he keeps sustaining. So we will definitely fulfill his hopes individually for me and as a group in general. Yeah? Om Shanti. So let us have powerful meditation until traffic control. Is everyone okay? Yeah? Don't take any too many valuable with you, please. You don't need passport, ticket, too much money, too many things valuable, because, you know, there are thousands of people, sometimes you get lost and then you can't get it back. Maybe it is not too cold also downstairs. You may need a cardigan, you know, maybe a shawl, that's enough. Not too woolly woolly, because the hall is full of people, it's already warm. So only because you go by bus and come back by bus, you may need a little bit of, you know, don't take too much big bags, you know, just a little bit of water and a plastic bag to put your shoes so that you don't leave your shoes outside. You may not find it afterwards. So take a plastic bag, put your shoes inside the plastic bag and put it in your bag. So then it is easy, then you don't have to worry. And take a little bit of water with you, so you don't have to search for water and drink wrong water here and there. Yeah? And help each other so that you can come back and rest at night. Okay? Om Shanti.